Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov.
Patriots Friday on WEEI is presented by Toyota, Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Shaw's and Star Market, FindMassMoney.gov, and by McFarlane Energy. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
A little after five on a Patriots Friday. We're in the real fall now. Teddy's had a vest multiple days this week. Thanksgiving is a little under a week away. Football is really hitting its stride, college and pro. Like, this is fall, Ted Johnson.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Big fan. Like all the accessories that you get to pull out and use in the wintertime.
I like, love when you talk
like shovels
big,
and rakes.
Big scarf guy.
No, he's like, a scarf guy. Like, do you scarves. Have, like, fancy gloves?
Not gloves. I don't
like
know.
Like isotoners
no.
or what were those?
No, 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 no.
Dan
I'm not Ryan. A fancy glove guy.
Okay.
And if you ever use heated gloves?
Bro. Come on. You probably drive with gloves on. Like, you probably drive and wear gloves.
I have Raynaud's. My fingers go cold in the summertime. It's awful.
Well, now I feel like a jerk.
Now you feel like a jerk?
Yeah, the gloves are too much, but having a nice scarf, you know, like a good coat, makes
best.
All the difference in the world.
Yeah, I'm not a scarf. I like that. I got to say, honestly, I like the not having to go jacket, but rather when the weather is conducive to, like, shirt, sweatshirt, and vest. That's
yeah.
my favorite.
Yeah, like that look.
I don't think I've worn a scarf since, like, my mother dressed me in.
Do you prefer ascots, Andrew?
Nope. I've not worn an ascot or any of those things.
You got to have other shoes other than Hey Dudes to wear with the scarf. You
know, always back to the
I
Hey
loved
Dudes.
It always been, no, a nice scarf, you know, like a nice big one you can just throw around. And
I remember
right
I had
there.
Some job once where the boss bought nice scarves for Christmas. And I opened
scarves.
It, and I was literally thinking, like, what
am I going to do with this?
And I brought it home, and my wife was like,
re-gift.
No, that's a nice scarf.
Yeah.
And I was like, it can be the nicest scarf that's ever existed. I don't wear scarves, so it's not going to do
anything.
Did
you throw it into the Yankee swap at PFW?
No, I think I just donated it. I think somebody got a really nice scarf in the donation bin or something. I just...
The Catholic churches get a big, big charity from me with my clothes. They get
probably look. Oh, Mr. Johnson's dropped off at Burberry again.
Yeah. So do the producers. The producers, the producers make out all right too.
Yep, they get what I don't give to the Catholic charities. Yep.
All right, it's 5:08:02. It's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one high and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So the story of the week for this football game, other than the Patriots are good, the Bengals are bad, and the Bengals defense could be historically bad and set records, is we snuck up on this storyline, and I'm not sure exactly where it caught fire, but Joe Burrow. Is Joe Burrow going to play? He's been not activated from IR, but began the practice window process. Then he was a full participant on Wednesday, and everybody was like, oh, Joe Burrow's out there. Is Joe Burrow going to play? first, let's get our predictions before we talk to our guy Trags from Cincinnati CLNS. Ted Johnson, do you think Joe Burrow will play, and do you care?
I've gone back and forth on this. My initial reaction was that he wasn't going to play, and I thought maybe. And I'm going to go back to my original prediction, which is he won't play, is my my guess. And do I think it'll make a difference? If he did play, it would be minuscule if he did. I just think they're just that bad. And so if Ja'Marr Chase there, okay. All right. But I think, honestly, part of me almost would rather prefer Joe Burrow. Because I think Joe Flacco can get on a heater. And they've averaged 31 points the last three games with Joe Flacco as the quarterback.
Quick follow-up on that. So Joe Burrow we know is good. He's a really good quarterback. But he's missed 10 weeks now or whatever it is. And you know, is practicing, but you're not really getting hit in practice. Like, how rust, a good quarterback like Joe Burrow, who's experienced, the first game, let's say he, like, is there rust? Do you expect him to go out there and look like Joe Burrow, look like crap, knock the rust off for a while?
Boy, that's, you know what? You never know. Yeah. He's been around long enough that I think he could go out there and pick up where he left off. But you already mentioned it, the first game and a half he played, he wasn't very good in that.
Nope.
So, man, he could pick up where he left off from last year, is probably a better way to put it. But my guess is he would be a little rough, especially like in key situations. Third down, 2 minute, red zone. I don't think he would shine in those situations. But just first and 10, second and 10, middle of the field, I think he could be fine. I don't trust that he would be smooth in those other situations.
Yeah, would he plant comfortably? Would he be, you know, good rolling out? All of those things where there may be a little bit of hesitation considering. What did Trag say it was? It was a grade 3 sprain of the turf toe, so it was like the worst you could have.
I don't know if I've ever heard of surgery on a turf toe before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of new to me. So that's a very serious injury, but I also think if there's no pain, he's probably, you know, feels good. And I think T. Higgins, I heard him say it this week, that Joe looked great in practice.
Right.
So you say no, it's going to be
Flacco. I'm going to say no.
Okay. I mean, I said yes yesterday. I said at the start of the show, I'd be a man of no conviction, which I am. But yeah, I know I'll say it proud. Everyone knows. I'll say Burrow's.
I'm a wishy-washy kind of guy.
I'm a man of constant sorrow and very little conviction.
There you go.
No, I'm going to say Burrow starts. I'm going to hold out hope. I'm going to light a candle in the window. One if by Land, two if by Burrow. Yes, I'll say Burrow pulls a miracle and starts on something.
And you think he'll have a big impact?
I do, just because I'm such a believer in his psycho ability to just out of nowhere just play outrageous. And I think he's one of the best right-handed quarterbacks I've ever seen. And the team responds to him. And he just, you know what it is, Ted? He answers his own call. Like, we have 7 games left. I know it's probably unlikely we're going to win all 7, but I give us the best chance to go on a run and try to make a wild card.
I mean, if you're serious about making this a season,
oh yeah,
this is it. I mean, they're 3 games behind the Steelers in that division. They're a game behind the Ravens. They still play the Ravens. They're done playing the Steelers, so they can't. I just think the fact that they don't have the Steelers anymore is kind of a check against them for playing him. But if they want to have any chance of getting into the playoffs, you'd have to start Joe.
Yeah, I think there's no shot in hell they're starting him. I thought all along that they were prepping him for Thanksgiving, had to get him a week of practice. Because remember, they're probably not going to practice next week, right? Like, they come off a Sunday game, it's walkthroughs, whatever. So if you were going to get him some real practice time, it was this week to prepare for next week. That also avoids 2 games in a short period of time. You don't know how he's going to bounce back, soreness, recovery. So I thought all along he's not going to play. I haven't changed on that.
Season's over then for him. They lose the Patriots.
Probably. Mm-hmm. The season probably is over. But I never wavered because I think it was Crap Sheet we heard earlier was like, all signs point to Joe Burrow playing, but we'll have to see what happens.
And,
it was
and like, then an oh. hour later he tweeted, well, it looks like it's trending Flacco.
Right. It was like, I just heard you say all signs are... So those wishy-washy. But our guy Trags, boots on the ground in Cincinnati. This is what he said about Joe Burrow playing.
Andy, I don't think he is. And here's why I don't think he is. Because I think the Bengals were trying to ramp him up with full practice on Wednesday and Thursday. He was technically limited today. I think they wanted to ramp him up for Thursday night in Baltimore because they don't want him playing twice in 5 days on a surgically repaired left big toe. That grade 3 sprain of turf toe was no joke. And I think they don't want to re-injure that, or God forbid, something associated with it, like perhaps an Achilles. You don't want to take that risk. And I think there is significantly more risk if you try to push it twice in 5 days in an NFL competition type of setting. So that's why I don't think he's going to play. I think Zach Taylor said all the right things to us in his media availability this afternoon about, Joe Burrow doing all the right things, working as hard as he can to get back. No decision has been made. He'll see how the next 48 hours play out. But if you read the tea leaves, read between the lines, I think it'll be Joe Flacco on Sunday.
So no Burrow, no problem for the Patriots. Just roll to a victory. You get Drake May, maybe his first 300-yard game, 4 touchdowns. Buff up the MVP resume with a nice road win against a bad defense.
All right, allow me to be that guy, something I am not afraid to be often on the program or just in general. What are the chances or how could this be a trap game? I'll just do it. I'll throw it out there to the table, and if you guys say there is no chance, we can just merrily move along.
Well, I mean, they're a bad team for a team that's rolling.
Or a letdown game,
If they treat it like we're treating it, mentally. Oh, this is the worst defense I've ever seen. Hey, Drake, why don't we go out there and get you your first 300, maybe 4 tutties on Sunday? Like, but they've shown no indication that that's who they are as a football team with Vrabel, May, Diggs. Like, they've showed no indication.
They'd be off-brand for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've had opportunities to kind of show us that they have that in their DNA. They have yet to show it. So, I mean, Joe Flacco, again, can get on a heater. I don't know. All of a sudden, they start exploiting the middle of the field with their tight ends. They got two capable tight ends. They got Chase Brown, the running back, who's second in the league in EPA per rush attempt. Maybe he gets going. Maybe they play keep away from the Patriots offense, and then they get a kickoff return, a punt return. They win the turnover battle, and they can win the game. It's a long shot, but obviously they get paid too.
Yep. I started the day. We spoke to your old pal Jeff Hobson there for Bengals.com on the Six Rings podcast. And he said the thing that the Bengals, or so he's gleaned from Zach Taylor and everyone, admire and or fear the most. One, Drake May's legs, because they're just as impressed with his ability to run and navigate the pocket, let alone escape for 20 yards. And two, Vrabel. They absolutely just think the world of him. And it's because he's a thorn in their side, has the team so professionally prepared, so buttoned up. And played the Bengals forever when the Bengals were a little better a couple years ago in Super Bowl form. So tight every time. Like, he's like, the thing is, you never escape a Mike Vrabel game without sweating all 60 minutes.
Well, they're right, because we've seen it unfold over the first half of the season. I'll tell you who wasn't buttoned up today. It's Patriots Friday, so we talked to one of the Patriots coordinators on a rotating basis today.
Had a couple buttons on loose.
Loosened up a little bit. We talked to special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer, and I asked him what I thought was just an average question about his trio of specialists, the holder, the long snapper, and the kicker. And he gave us a detailed scouting report.
5-minute answer.
On their personalities, and it is, hear it for yourself.
You got Bryce Berringer, our punter, who's kind of like an old soul. He's married, he's young, but he's already married, he's got a dog, he does housework. He's just kind of boring, to be honest with you, but a great guy. I love Bryce. I mean, he's a boring kind of dad life already.
You got a lot of grandpas on the team. Drake said that about himself as well. He goes to bed at like 8.
Yeah, he's like boring. Like, to me, I was running the streets at his age, man. He's not running the streets, but he's perfecting his craft. He's doing the right things. He's always working his ass off to get better at his position and take care of his body, which I love. Then you got Ashby, who's kind of a nerd, never watched like the real movies like Old School and Dodgeball and Bad Boys. So we're trying to get him a little more cultured in terms of just being a little loose. He's a little uptight, Vanderbilt Furman guy. He likes Harry Potter, right? So like, he's a little nerdy in that sense. But we're trying to open him up to be a little more, cultured at the end of the day. Then you got Andy Borgalis, who's cultured. He's laid back. If a gun went off in the building, he'd probably be like, what's going on? He'd be this last one to get out the building. He's a little laid back. Nothing phases him. That's the thing about him. He missed a kick. He's like, all right, I missed a kick, but, I know what I did wrong. I'll come back and hit again. So the moment's never too big for him. They're all so different in their own way, but they all mesh really well and they work well together. But they're all so different. And honestly, I'm probably more like Andy Borgalis in terms of laid back, but, I'm not the old school minded or old man minded like Bryce is. I still think I can run the streets. And then my boy from Vanderbilt, he's nerdy, but I'm trying to help him out.
So, Ted, I think you, early in the tenure of this show, I said something bad about the Masters and you told me I wasn't cultured. Well, guess what? I've seen Old School and all those movies he's talking about, so apparently I am cultured okay. in the eyes of Jeremy Springer, because that's all it takes.
He has a different criteria than
yes,
I do.
Yes, he absolutely does.
Different kind of...
I like how Ashby, like any of us knows who Ashby is. That's the long snapper.
Rookie long snapper out of Vanderbilt. And the good news is you don't know him, and that's because he's done a good job. You haven't seen any snaps going flying around back there and screwing things up, right?
And I like that the Bryce Behringer is just kind of, you know, plain, you know, vanilla, because I've seen some punters. The punters are kind of wacky a little bit. They're kind of – my rookie year I roomed with, and I don't know how this – I don't know. A realtor thought we would be, you know, friends and hit it off. Remember a punter named Pat O'Neill?
Oh, yeah.
I think he was Syracuse.
Yep. Syracuse guy.
Yeah, he was a mess. He was hiding in his room every night. His mom was literally, like, calling me to, like, see about – and I'm like, dude – don't call. I don't know. Your son doesn't ever come out of it. I don't. And he got cut like 8 games into the season. Oh. And Parcells would just, he'd, you know, his shadow would be kind of right in his line of sight, or he'd be talking to him in practice. And I don't think the kid ever punted after that. That was just, it has a very short career. And kickers, you know, Parcells had a thing with kickers, boy. If you weren't tough enough to handle his jabs, then you didn't last very long.
So did O'Neill suck? Was he like shanking punts?
Oh,
and
terrible.
Who took terrible. Over for him?
I don't remember who it was, but man,
as Ken Walter took over. I want to say 2000.
One of my best friends was Lee Johnson. Has played like 19 years,
right?
And he's crazy. I love him, but absolutely nut job.
He's a day trader too. That's what I remember.
He
about
was
him.
Yes, and then I think that caught up.
Behringer looks like Pedro Pascal, the punter. He looks like an odd character as well.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I think Ted's right. They're all a little different,
a little weird, a little different.
And part of it is they are always, the trio is always together at practice, off to the side doing whatever they do. Yeah. Like too much time together to screw around.
Yeah,
and
I think they're very superstitious too.
Oh yeah,
you know, in their kind of beliefs. Yeah.
I've always thought that if somebody were to raise their child to be both an elite place kicker and a punter, and you could do both, how valuable that would be to an NFL team, because now that instantly opens up another roster spot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but now
I got to get to work with my kid.
I don't know if you could pull it off. They do have the Nebraska punter who's ambidextrous. He punts right leg and left leg. So I guess if you could do that, you could probably teach yourself
a punter.
I feel
like there was a time in which, I mean, I think Adam, the great, the goatest, greatest of all time. Remember, he was struggling with kickoffs. And I almost think, did we have like 3 kickers at one time where we had Adam kicked field goals, someone kicked kickoffs, and then someone else did the punting?
Yes, you did. Kickoff specialist. Yes, Stiz.
I just wanted to, so Ted, when you told that story about Pat O'Neill, my scatterbrain went to, I wonder where Pat O'Neill is right now.
Where is he?
Just for anyone wondering, it's now Dr. Pat O'Neill.
Oh.
He's an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in ankles.
You
so,
know what?
There you go.
It worked out exactly the way it was supposed to.
Put some respect on that man's name.
Patrick, my man, I'm sorry that I said anything at all that might have offended you.
That's doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor O'Neill. Doctor. Doctor.
Glad I'm not sick.
Over, under.
Glad I'm not sick.
Yeah, it probably worked out okay then. He went
back to
med school.
It all works out like it's supposed to.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But Ted Johnson ripping Pat O'Neill is not the best Ted Johnson story
just
of the day.
Tell him facts.
We had a class. The truth is never mean. I say it all the time. The truth is never mean.
Still not true.
I disagree with that.
But Ted Johnson's 3-point stance today harkened back to early in his career, and there is a plot twist in this story that I legitimately never saw coming. Here it is.
All right. So back in March of 1995, all right, you guys harken back. Just remember those back in 1995. Remember those days? It was my pro day at the University of Colorado. And it was a month after I had already done the combine. And so I was it was an anxious day for me. I'll never forget it. And so I was really worried about my 40. Nailed the 40. I did the 3-cone drill. Nailed that. I did the 5-10-5. Nailed that. And I was feeling really good about the numbers I was putting up. And I was just chilling, watching my other teammates do their drills. And I get a tap on the shoulder and turn around, and it's a scout from the Cincinnati Bengals. And he's like, hey, can we go let's go do a little workout. And I was like, okay. And I was like, really? The Bengals? The freaking Bengals. I couldn't stand that team. I hated their uniforms. I hated everything about it. So we did a little private workout down on the lower fields. And you know what I did? Since it was a private one and it wasn't up in the stadium where everyone
could see. Did you throw the workout?
I tanked it. I tanked it.
You did?
I tripped a couple times over my feet, doing like where they, you know, they have you kind of backpedal in the straight line and flip your hips.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then break up, fell down. Just a couple other drills. I did trip over myself a couple times. I wanted to make sure that they did not draft me, and they didn't. They didn't have a second round draft pick. They went at the first overall pick, and then they didn't pick until four picks into the third round. And I was none too happy that they asked for a private workout after I had satisfied myself with the numbers I put up. So I tanked the workout. True story.
Ted Johnson tanked a private workout.
Yep.
Do you feel better now admitting that? Just getting your truth out there.
My man Sean Pendergast down in Houston. This is one of his favorite stories.
Yes, I can see why.
He absolutely loves that story. You just wouldn't expect that, but yeah, because it was a private, and we were down there in the lower fields. No one else was watching. I was like, oh yeah, watch what happens here. I'm gonna act like my shoes are tied.
Dan Ball?
I find it also an impressive athletic feat that you can purposely screw that up, that you can trip yourself up just right at the time, that you can find the perfect way to just be like, you know what, I'll tank it right here. I think that's impressive.
Yep. Absolutely. And to clarify, back then, 28 teams in the NFL?
It was 30.
30 teams.
30 teams.
So you were eliminating one of only 30 possible employers.
I sure
you were
was.
Like, you know what? I don't want the job that bad.
The Bengals, there's nothing about Cincinnati. Or
the pay would have cleared.
It's a snooze. It is. I'll be dead honest. Like you played there. You probably spent a couple of nights on the road. It's a snooze.
No thanks. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Jags weren't around, and the Carolina Panthers. Those are two teams I just don't like either. But the Bengals is the team that I hated the most. And when they asked me for that private workout, I was like, you son of a gun. All right, watch this. Here we go.
And the guy bought it hook, line, and sinker?
He was like, there was a long, awkward walk back up to the stadium. I can tell you that. Between me and that scout.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, that's going to do it for the drive today. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for the weekly Pick 6 Parlay segment. Uh-oh. And yes, there's a new wrinkle. Ted Johnson now has veto power over my picks. We'll find out whether he uses it for the first time today. That's up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball, final time. What's trending?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Patriots return to the practice field this morning. New England visits the Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday at 1 o'clock. New England is 9-2, while Cincinnati is 3-7. Head coach Mike Vrabel told the media earlier today that linebacker Jelani Tavai is out for Sunday due to personal reasons. Other than Tavai, Vrabel said that no other players have injury designations. On running back Ramondre Stevenson, Vrabel said, quote, there weren't many restrictions this week. He responded well to the practice. I would say that as long as we don't have any setbacks, that he'd be in line to play. On the Cincinnati side, Joe Burrow is officially listed as questionable for Sunday's game. Burrow has not played since week 2 when he suffered a turf toe injury. The Celtics begin a 3-game homestand tonight when they host the Brooklyn Nets. Tip-off is at 7:30. The game will be the third for the season group play for the NBA Cup. Jason Tatum is once again the only Celtic on the injury report for tonight's game. The Bruins continue their Western road trip tonight when they visit the Los Angeles Kings. Puck drop is at 10:30. Boston is 12-10 on the season, while LA is 10-6-5. Right now, Boston College basketball is taking on Davidson College in tournament play at the Shriners Children's Charleston Classic down in South Carolina. Live look at the scoreboard, and Davidson has a lead 59-49 over the Eagles with a minute and 9 seconds remaining in the second half. And then tonight, Boston College hockey welcomes the Maine Black Bears to Conti Forum. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Coverage on WEEI 8:50 a.m. begins at 6:45. The Eagles have won 4 games in a row. At the 99 restaurants, the $14.99 Big Deal meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the roasted turkey dinner smothered with rich gravy. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
It's that time of the week where I continue to take my lumps. Ted continues to take his victory lap, although he didn't wear his shirt this week.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I don't like to just rub it in your face every week.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Is it every other week?
I would like for you to.
Every other week. Is that the schedule?
Is that, yeah, well, pretty
okay. much. All right. It's,
the next time I wear a shirt, it'll be at the end.
Okay. So it is time for our pick six parlay.
A pick six. He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Football talk, which... Pick Six Parlay qualifies as on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dan Ball.
Okay, boys, 2-4 last week, 33-33, 500 on the season. We are now the Boston Celtics of making picks in the NFL. We all make our picks against the spread, non-Patriots games. We put it together. We give Andy Hart a parlay. He bets $2 and donates $2 to the sportsbook of his choice. Andy Hart, we have a new wrinkle this week, and you lead us off for our pick six parlay. Andy's going to share his pick. If Ted Johnson, who is our leader right now at 9-2 through 11 weeks, if he doesn't like the pick, then he has the veto power. That is what the leader in the clubhouse gets. All right, Andy, what's your first pick this week?
So I teased it in my three-point stance. Shedeur Sanders is playing for his first start for the Cleveland Browns. They are playing at the Raiders. This could be a mistake. I watched the Raiders last week. They look terrible. Ashton Jeanty looks terrible. Geno Smith looks terrible. They are just a bad football team. And I think the Browns have a good defense. I think the Browns' defense gets after Geno Smith, takes care of that. And Shedeur Sanders just adds a little life to the offense. Oh, you're giving me 4 points? I will take the 4 points. Give me the Browns in Vegas against the Raiders.
Great description. Ted Johnson.
You don't want my opinion, do you?
I do. You got to tell me, do I get to keep my pick, or do you use your veto power and I go to my plan B?
Yeah, give me a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Boom.
Ah, yes.
Right there.
Emperor
right
Commodus
there.
Has voted. He does not live.
Okay, so plan B. I forgot the request. Is Monday night eligible? Can I use Monday night football?
Yeah, I think in a veto you can use it, sure. Yeah.
So, in a veto Corleone, sure.
Yeah.
Give me the 49ers, -7 at home to take care of business against Carolina. You said it, Dan Ball. Brock Purdy comes back. He should be better than they were with Mac Jones, and they were. So Brock Purdy continues to roll, and he rolls over Bryce Young, and there'll be no 400 yards in this one, Bryce.
Very nice. Fitzy.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my wheelhouse, my comfort zone, the place where I kind of got back on track a few weeks ago. I'm going to go with the largest spread on the board this week, 13.5 points. Baltimore Ravens are home hosting the New York Jetropolitans. Yes, I understand the Jets, too, got the micro bye coming off the previous Thursday night's affair against the Patriots. The Jets usually don't score more than 13 points, especially on the road. Baltimore's defense is playing much better than at the start of the season. They're getting healthier. Lamar Jackson in the offense, they're rolling. They average 27 points at home. 27-13 is a cover by a half a point, but I think they'll actually score more. Give me the Ravens giving 13.5 at home against the Jest.
Love a big spread for you, Fitzy. That's been a reason for success. Andy, your eyes perked up, but I don't need to hear what came to mind first. Instead, Ted Johnson.
All right, come on now. I'm going with the Sunday night game, which on paper looks like a really good game, right?
Yeah.
You got the Bucks going out to the Rams. A lot of people think the Rams are the best team in the NFL, and I might agree with them, actually. They kind of squeaked out a win against Seattle, but Seattle's a damn good team in last week. But here's the thing. The Buccaneers had to travel to Buffalo last week and lost in a barn burner, okay? Then they had to fly home, and now they're flying all the way out to L.A. to play what I think is the best team in the NFL. And I'm looking at one spread here, and I'm a little bit dubious because I feel like I've seen 6.5. They are favored right here on ESPN set by 7.
I've seen 6.5.
But I'd like to get that 6.5 is what I'd really like to get. I don't know if we can – how we do that, but that would be my preference. And also, Baker Mayfield is 4-9 in prime time games against the spread. So – give me the Rams. I want to say 6.5. I'd rather like get to 6.5.
Are we making up our own numbers?
I'll tell you that the number that's being put together back behind the glass had 6.5.
Six and a half. There we go. So
boom.
I'll take the Rams 6.5.
Yeah.
All right. Stanley Bruno.
Well, Dan, the Colts are at the Chiefs this weekend. Colts 8-2, Chiefs 5-5. The Colts are +3.5. I'm going to go with the Colts. Now, Patrick Mahomes has never lost 3 straight regular games in a row, which tells me it's bound to happen. And I just hate the Chiefs. Any threat to the Patriots' dynastic run is I'm not with that. So give me the Colts +3.5 against the Chiefs.
Do the Chiefs look old? Does Patrick Mahomes look... Can you imagine? He's only halfway to reaching what Brady was able to accomplish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he hasn't dialed in.
He doesn't look like he cares. You know, like he's not going to be eating ice cream avocado or avocado ice cream.
He's going to take his kids out for ice cream and just have a sundae like me.
He's not going to age well, I don't think.
Nope.
Okay. Brian, who you heard at 4:45, has the Jacksonville Jaguars -2.5 at the Arizona Cardinals. That is his pick for this week. And I have the Lions. Now, when I put my pick in, Jackson Dart was still questionable.
Yeah.
So I had it at -10. He has been ruled out. The line has moved. It's now -12.5. So I will take a ruling from the group on where we go with that. But here's my rationale. I'll take it either way because I just think you can only punch the New York Giants so many times before they give up. What's left of their emotional core? Jackson Dart was leading them to at least some exciting games. He's out. Cam Scataboo was their heartbeat for a couple weeks. He's out. You fire the coach. Kafka's group against Green Bay did a decent job, but the Lions are coming off and just getting walloped by the pressure that was brought by the Philadelphia Eagles. I know the Giants' defensive front is decent, but I see a Lions bounce back at home. I like them no matter if it's 10 or 12.5, give me the Lions in the parlay.
I just think for picking purposes, we probably have to go 12.5 if we actually ask people to bet with us and they put the parlay in today, right? That's what they're going to get.
Yeah, it's fair. I would argue that I put my pick in before the line changed, but...
Oh, that's fair, too.
You know, we'll go with whatever. I'm comfortable with either number. So, our parlay, once again, is Niners, Ravens, Rams, Lions, Colts, and Jags. $10 pays $4.40.48. Andy, your $2 wins you $88.09 as we look to go back over 500 in this week's Pick 6 Parlay.
Oh,
and you know what the first text reaction was to my pick? The 401 said, Andy just screwed the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just assumes now the 49ers are going to lose because I picked them.
Yep.
That's where I am in this whole
process.
Well,
blame me because I had your first game that you picked. I rejected.
You know how that's
going to
work.
I'd like to thank you.
That one's going to win.
No.
Yeah.
Probably. And I don't want to hear it from you.
No, I won't.
I don't want to hear it.
I mean, you might.
You earned it.
Nope.
I have earned this.
Don't put that
earning
on me.
What I got. Right. No, I am. If I wanted to not be vetoed, then I should have picked better along the way to not be the loser in last place when the rest of you all have decent records. You have a great record, and everybody else has decent records. I'm just the loser pulling up the rear. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. We're going to make our picks in a place where I'm actually competitive, where I actually win sometimes. That's picking the Patriots game. Joe Burrow, no Joe Burrow, who cares? We pick the Patriots Bengals up next here on WEEI.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Afternoons.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K.
Hey, it's cold out. Ted and I were just talking about beaches. Can we just keep talking about beaches?
I notice you two, your minds are in Florida. Your toes are in the sand or in the water.
Yep.
He's talking about Hilton Head, golf. I've never been to the Outer Banks. I got to get that, check that one out.
Oh, that's really nice. But, you know, if you've never been to Rosemary Beach, you got to check that out. That is, to me, seaside. Mm. Oh, those are great, great towns there in the panhandle of Florida.
Andy, it's going to be raining tomorrow and like 40 degrees. You don't think we're all going to have beaches on the mind?
Yeah, I was thinking we're going out to 40-something right now to get in our cars.
Hey, where's Hilton Head, Ted? I've heard that before. It's in a song that I really like, and I don't know where it is.
It's just in, what's it, South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
South Carolina. Okay.
It's like the golf capital of the East Coast is.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. It's a little too quiet for you, Bub. You need to go to Myrtle Beach. You're a Myrtle Beach guy.
Yeah.
More honky-tonk. Hilton Head's a little more chill, and things close at like 10, 9 o'clock. So,
I'll be honest, though. I've been in the city my whole life. I'm kind of over it. Like, remember, Ted, you said a few months ago, you went back.
I don't know.
Like John Wayne's house or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Out in like Iowa or something.
Winterset, Iowa. That's where my sister lives. Yeah.
Are you a Florida Keys fan?
You know what? But if you ever looked at like hotel rates there,
a couple of years. I wanted to go there, and I was like,
Are you kidding me?
Somewhere else.
The dumpiest dump is like $800.
I got an Airbnb 9 years ago. We were there for like 5 days. It was just.
It is kind of fun to kind of go in and go, but I'm not a just drink all day guy. I mean, I feel like that's all you do there. There's not really beaches.
There's pie too, right?
Probably good scuba diving.
Oh my god, the best key lime. Great food and tacos and drinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not known for its beaches. It's all rocky.
No,
right?
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, you have to go to the other Keys to go to the beach. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you learn something every day here on WEEI Afternoons.
Good story.
Right, may or may not be how to pick football games. Might be a little travel itinerary for Florida. But it's time now to pick the Patriots game. So this is where we have a little bit better of a representative record. We should be proud of ourselves. So, Ted, you and I are 9-2. Dan and Fitzy are 8-3 on the season picking Patriots games. And Brian, Stiz, 6-5 picking Patriots games.
Oh, way to go there, Stiz.
Sounds like Stiz has been picking against the Patriots.
Well, he was at the beginning, and then he finally said, "All right, I gotta come over to the other side now."
8-3. If I would just bet my damn Patriots picks, I'd be in the money, honey.
Absolutely. So, Stiz, why don't you start us off this week?
Stiz? Yeah, I was down on the. I wasn't a believer. I'm going to be honest, and I was looking for any reason to doubt, but I've been converted, and I can hate no longer. This team, cue the duck boats, baby.
There we go.
24-17, your New England Patriots.
I love it. I believe in them so much they're going to win by a touchdown.
It's going to be a very average game.
And they're only scoring 24 points against the worst defense in the history of football.
I also still think Burrow's playing though, so we'll see.
Okay, that's fair. All right, Ted.
I got the Pats winning big in this one. I think they're going to put up a nice little 42 burger on the Bengals. So what do I got? I think I got 42-21,
doubling them up.
Doubling
up the Bengals, and is that so 42 points? Is that a Drake May 300-yard passing performance?
I think that would include, yes.
I feel like it would have to.
I think so.
So I actually, I bet on that today. I feel like it's coming. I don't know if it's like Giardi said, where maybe they actually try to get him a 300-yard performance.
I hope they don't.
I don't really want him to either. You know, I want it to be organic.
Yes.
Third quarter, he's rolling so much, he's already over 300.
If they have a significant lead in the fourth quarter, get his ass out.
Yeah, don't you know, screw around with karma or history or anything. So
it's funny, in baseball and hockey, they'd keep guys out there, you know, just to get those extra padded stats padded.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that with this guy.
No, because you could get hit. And I know they don't really have a great defense or anything, but it takes one play and all of a sudden, season goes down the drains here. Fitzy.
Yes. I have your New England Patriots on the idea that Flacco starts winning 34-24. High scoring affair, probably hits the over as well. I'm just curious where the line ends up, because if it's Burrow, it drops down to 5.5. But at Flacco, it's been 8.5 I've seen. So I'm very curious to see how it moves over the course of the weekend as public confidence builds in the Patriots. I don't think it's a Drake May 300-yard game. I don't think he or anyone else on the Patriots or that roots for him cares. I see the Patriots running all over this team that can't stop a nosebleed, according to Bart Scott.
Dan Ball.
Yeah, I also have the Patriots by 10. I have 31-21 Pats. I mentioned this in our text chain. You know how when you're sending something, you can write attention, like ATTN, on it?
Yeah.
Drake is going to have a 300-yard game. He's going to write attention Cam Newton, and he's going to address it right where the sun don't shine on Cam Newton. That's what he's going to do. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a 10-point game, but I don't think it's even going to really feel as close. I think the Patriots will be in control for most, if not all. Patriots by 10. Drake May, 300 yards, book it.
Yeah, I'm right. Similar. 31-17. I think Drake May gets 300 yards. I think this is probably a 3-touchdown at least performance. I think this is going to help his MVP chase here. My buyout will probably grow a little bit after this performance this weekend, and we're going to be talking about a 10-2 football team come Patriots Monday in our Drake May chat.
Would you believe that? 10-2.
Well, I wouldn't have, but now I can't really see it any other way. You know, it's weird. I would have, if you had said 10-2 before the season, crazy.
Like
stupid.
Hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
10-2.
Absolutely. And now here we are. Here he is, Christian Arkin. How
are
you feeling?
Andy, I'm really excited for this buyout. It's going to get up to like, what, $12? That's pretty impressive.
Listen, we're not all big time rollers or bragging about stories out in Colorado. I was making bets with money I didn't have. I was betting thousands of dollars.
Well, that's not.
That's called stupid.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know how that became a brag, but it did. And anyway,
it's called a problem.
It was at the time, because they always lost to the Broncos. They lost to them all the time. It didn't matter who it was. Shanahan always, and I would take every bet. Even when I didn't have any money, and I'd have to pay it back. This is not bragging either. That was very, very stupid.
Admitting to being a back alley bookie on the air, I mean, statute of limitations and everything might not be the smartest thing you've done.
Crossing
but
state lines.
We beat them once out there, right?
2003, the safety game.
And when we were doing that, I still didn't quite understand why we did that. I'm still not sure why we're doing this, but okay. But
2012. That pass, the touchdown pass to Givens was money.
Yeah. 2012 against Tebow. Beat them then, too.
By 2011 season, yeah.
Ass whipping.
That was by a lot of points.
Yeah. You played a team that didn't have a quarterback. That doesn't count.
Yes, I had a big day on the midday show. I had the brag of the week, and I got the random baseball player.
Oh, you did? I heard you.
Yeah.
Your brag
of the week went on forever.
Yeah, it was basically a sweep. Well, if I got clip of the week, it would have been a sweep.
He was carpet bombing the brags. It was just an absolute cluster right over the city of Bragglevania.
It's true.
Before we get into your rundown for your show, I was trying to pick Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
For my parlay, but Ted vetoed me. Yep. Thoughts on Shedeur Sanders in his first start?
I don't know if Shedeur Sanders ever tanked a workout there. Ted Johnson. Right. I don't know about that. But no, I think, what was the parlay going to be? What was the bet?
No, I was just taking the Browns getting four in Vegas. I think he's going to win his debut.
By four. I'd take that.
Thank you. Me too.
I'd take that.
Ted,
you want to take it now?
Okay.
Sure. Meet me in the back alley. we'll talk it over.
Did you see Shedeur last week?
I did, yes, but he didn't have all week to get ready.
He didn't
whole
practice
week with
Stefanski. The ones?
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Right, I think he's better than he looked in that.
Okay.
And he's definitely better than Dylan Gabriel.
Okay.
So we'll see about that.
That Max Crosby strip sacks for six is going to be amazing.
Sure is.
Shut your pie hole.
Mego's joining the show at 7:30. Looking forward to that. And there was one thing. Oh, yeah, you were making fun of people who drive with gloves. How about the heated steering wheel? You got one of those?
Oh, come on, bro. No.
It's awesome. awesome. It is never, awesome. Never have.
It's
the
one of the coolest things ever.
Love the.
I mean,
East,
you didn't
dude.
Buy the
heats
car
up in, like, for that feature.
No, no, no. It just came with the package.
That's a cool feature.
But heated, okay. But heated seats, you're in on, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's great for your lumbar. Great for yeah.
Comes standard with the car.
Yes, it is.
Arkan, did somebody try to steal your car last night?
I don't know. I got a message that popped up and it said theft attempted.
Yeah,
so you tell me. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Well, Stiz may know someone for $50. You can learn more.
You can get it back.
For $100, they won't do it again.
Weird. All right. Sounds good. Hey, our kid. Anybody, I don't know, maybe try to shimmy something down your window?
Be a real shame if that happened every day.
Yeah.
All right, stick around for the Christian Arkan show, and we'll be back on Monday. It'll be a Patriots Monday coming off Bengals and Patriots in Cincinnati. We're all predicting a win. We're all predicting a big day for Drake May. We'll talk to Drake May for the first time since whatever the hell happened this week with ESPN and Cam Newton. Hopefully he is coming off in a big game and in a good mood. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. 2 to 6 on Monday. We'll talk to you then.
I am just coming out of the shadows. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it plainly.
Tried, satisfied myself.
That's great.
Thanks for the listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.